The ACLU sued the city of Clearwater today on behalf of a local bait and tackle shop that has been engaged in a tussle with the city regarding a mural of game fish and marine lift on the side of its building. The shop, known as the Complete Angler, has a bait and tackle shop on Harrison Avenue in Clearwater. After buying the store a couple of years ago, the owners, Heriberto and Lorraine Quinero, commissioned local artist Matt Evanson to paint a mural on the side of their store. That's when the city's legal department intervened. Maria Cayana is the ACLU of Florida's associate legal director.
The artist painted a series of game fish and is planning to add more marine vegetation and coral, but the city of Clearwater decided that this was not artwork, which under its code of ordinances is exempt from any permitting requirements, but instead the city, in its single discretion, decided that the intent of the mural was to advertise the store, which is a bait and tackle shop.
And of course, they say that their ordinance prohibits these type of signs, and they've been going almost for a year now telling the Quinteros that they need to take that down and, in fact, fine them earlier this year.
You're absolutely correct. And the fundamental question is, why does the city get to decide what is and is not art? Why does the city get to decide what the intent of the painting is? Any ordinance that vests total discretion in a governmental body to determine what content of speech is permissible and what is not permissible, or what should be licensed and should not be licensed, is unconstitutional under the First Amendment. I want to make clear, this was totally the Quinteros' decision. We were not involved in their dispute at the time. They had a banner made with the text of the First Amendment to cover the mural in an act of protest and to preclude the imposition of continuing fines. And now they've been fined for the fish artwork again and for their First Amendment banner.
Yeah, that prompted your head, Howard Simon, to say public officials disregard constitutional freedoms all the time, but punishing citizens for displaying the Constitution may be a first.
That's exactly what he said, exactly.
Yeah. And what is the Quinteros basically asking for, just to be allowed to keep their sign up in peace and have the city just back off of any talk about more code enforcement penalties here?
Well, the complaint seeks injunctive relief to preclude the city from enforcing its ordinances, a declaration that the ordinances affected in this case are unconstitutional on their face and as applied, and the Quinteros are also seeking damages.
In damages, and what would that amount to?
Well, that will be developed as the case progresses, but they're already close to $700 into fines that they've paid for their quote-unquote artwork. I'm using those quotes sarcastically because philosophers have debated for ages what is art and what is not art, and for a city to take that on as the sole arbiter of what artwork is as a basis for regulating the art is unconstitutional.